All right, let's dive into some constitutional law today, shall we? We're looking at Chores C. Stuart Mock, Coe v. Davis. It's the big one. Picture this. 1937, Great Depression in full swing, and FDR's rolling out these New Deal programs like Social Security. But not everyone was exactly thrilled.
Right. It's fascinating, you know, this case, because you've got this seemingly tiny amount of money at stake, only like $46.14.
$46 and some change.
Yeah. But it sparked this massive legal battle over, you know, how much power the federal government really has compared to the states.
Here we've got this company, Stuart Machine, down in Alabama, basically saying nope to a new tax under the Social Security Act.
Right.
They're claiming it's unconstitutional.
Exactly.
So what were their main arguments against this new tax?
They argued that Congress was overstepping its boundaries, basically infringing on states' rights. They thought the Social Security Act, especially the whole unemployment insurance part, was kind of a sneaky way to force states to adopt these federal programs.
So basically, they saw it as the feds trying to strong-arm the states.
Yeah, you could say that. Stuart Machine really pointed to how the act was structured, like how it offered these tax credits to employers, but only in states that followed the federal guidelines for unemployment. They saw that as a way to coerce the states.
Okay, so help me out here. What does the 10th Amendment have to do with all of this?
Good question. The 10th Amendment is all about, you know, reserving powers to the states and the people, powers that aren't specifically given to the federal government in the Constitution. So Stuart Machine argued that this whole act basically violated that amendment by stepping on the state's toes when it comes to handling unemployment. You know, they thought the federal government was going too far by trying to tell the states how to run their own programs.
Ah, so it's a turf war, basically.
Yeah.
Who gets to call the shots? Did the Fifth Circuit agree with Stuart Machine?
Not really. The court actually sided with the government, upheld the Social Security Act and all that. But they had to really dig into those legal arguments, you know, making sure they were clear on what a tax is versus what a penalty is.
I'm guessing they decided it was more of a tax.
You got it.
Huh?
They said the tax, the one imposed by the Social Security Act, was totally a legitimate tax. And it was for the general welfare, which is a key phrase right there in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution.
Okay, wait a minute. Didn't the act give a tax break to those states that did comply? Doesn't that kind of sound like pressure or even punishing the states that didn't go along?
That's where it gets interesting. The Fifth Circuit acknowledged that tension, for sure. But ultimately, they said, the states still had a choice. Participate and get that nice tax credit or opt out and have their employers pay the full federal tax. They really hammered home the point that the credit system was an incentive, not a punishment.
I see. So they're saying, states, you've got options. We're not twisting your arm exactly. What about the company's other arguments? I mean, they had a few, right?
Oh, yeah. They were worried about larger employers being unfairly burdened. And they also felt that the act, you know, stepped on states' rights. The court looked at all of those concerns very carefully. They said taxing larger employers, those with 8 or more employees, was a reasonable way for Congress to achieve a policy goal. It wasn't arbitrary.
So Congress has the right to make those kinds of distinctions.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about something like, you know, helping people who are unemployed.
Right. As for states' rights, the court said, look, the 10th Amendment is important, but the act didn't take away all the states' authority. They could still create and run their own programs for unemployment. The act just gave them this framework for working together. And those financial incentives, of course, to encourage them to play ball.
Wow, there's a lot going on here. It sounds like the Fifth Circuit really did their homework, considered all sides of the issue.
Yeah, definitely. They knew how groundbreaking the Social Security Act was and all the anxiety it caused about, you know, the federal government overreaching. But they also saw how badly the country needed to address the depression.
A real crisis.
Right. So they decided, okay, the act might be new and different, but it's still within the boundaries of what the Constitution allows Congress to do.
It's not just some theoretical debate, right? It had a real impact on people. Millions of Americans struggling through the depression.
Absolutely.
So what happened next? Did it just end there?
Oh, no, this is just the beginning. This decision from the Fifth Circuit was huge. It basically cleared the path for the Supreme Court to eventually uphold the Social Security Act, which, you know, laid the groundwork for the whole social safety net as we know it. Talk about impact.
Incredible. This whole case started with, what, like $46?
Yeah.
And it ends up shaping the entire country.
It really shows you how powerful the courts can be. But remember, this is just one battle in a much bigger legal war over the whole New Deal. What happened when this went up to the Supreme Court? That's where things get even more interesting.
So the Fifth Circuit made their call, but it all came down to the Supreme Court, right? What happened when Stewart Machine landed in the highest court?
Yeah, the Supreme Court ended up agreeing with the Fifth Circuit. They upheld the Social Security Act, big decision. It basically cemented the act's constitutionality and, you know, set a major precedent for the role of the federal government in, well, taking care of the general welfare.
You said precedent. How much did that Fifth Circuit decision really influence what the Supreme Court did?
Oh, it was crucial. That careful reasoning from the Fifth Circuit, especially how they separated a tax from a penalty, gave the Supreme Court a solid foundation to build on. Really shows how legal thinking is connected across different court levels.
Like a roadmap almost.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about legal technicalities. By supporting the act, the Fifth Circuit helped shift the legal world towards a broader view of the Commerce Clause. That opened the door for more federal involvement in economic stuff, even social welfare programs.
So this wasn't just about one company trying to avoid a tax. It changed how we see the power of the federal government, even now, right?
Absolutely. It's a perfect example of how a really specific case can have these huge, long-lasting consequences. Like, think about the Affordable Care Act, the whole debate over expanding Medicaid. A lot of those arguments about the federal government maybe overstepping in states' rights, that all goes back to Stewart Machine.
So, a case from the 1930s, still relevant today. For someone really trying to get this case, are there any parts of that Fifth Circuit decision they should zero in on?
Oh, for sure. The way the court defines general welfare is huge. Sounds simple, but legal scholars have been arguing about it forever.
Because, like, who gets to decide what's good for the whole country? That's a big deal, right?
Exactly. And the Fifth Circuit had to figure that out. Did the Social Security Act really serve the nation, even if it messed with states' rights? They couldn't just look at the act itself. They had to think about the Depression, people needing help, and whether states could handle it on their own.
They needed the whole picture.
Yeah.
So how did they tie general welfare to the Social Security Act?
They argued that when Congress created the Social Security Act, they were using their power to fix a nationwide problem, something bigger than any single state. They knew the act was new and different, but it still fit under that power Congress has to, you know, provide for the general welfare. It's right there in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8.
Strong argument. Sounds like they're saying, hey, sometimes the federal government has to step in, even if some states don't like it. Anything else our listeners should be thinking about as they dig into this case?
I'd say go beyond the legal stuff. Try to see the human side of it. Imagine families hurting during the Depression, lawmakers trying to solve this huge problem, business owners confused about what to do.
See the real people, not just the arguments.
Exactly. And don't skip those dissenting opinions.
Yeah.
Even though the Fifth Circuit sided with the government, some judges were worried about too much federal power, states losing their rights.
So even in a big decision like this, there were different views, different ways to understand the Constitution. Important to remember.
Absolutely. Those dissenting voices remind us that law isn't always clear-cut. You have to balance values, figure out what words really mean, and make choices that change the course of history. Even brilliant legal minds can disagree about what the Constitution means and how it works in real life.
So we can learn from those disagreements, right? Makes us think critically, see things from different angles.
Yeah.
What kind of questions should our listener be asking themselves about the Stewart Machine decision?
Think about how the court defined general welfare, specifically in this situation. How did they balance the Fed's power to tax and spend with the state's right to do their own thing? And most importantly, how did this case change how we understand the relationship between the federal government and the states both back then and today?
Good stuff to think about. I might even have to go back and read the case again myself.
And remember, this case is just one piece of a much larger puzzle about federalism in America. That conversation still goes on, still affects the law and our lives as citizens.
Law isn't just a bunch of rules set in stone. It's alive, always changing as society changes.
You got it. Cases like Stewart Machine show us those key moments when law had to deal with huge social and political shifts. Those moments have changed our nation. This one case, it had such an impact, it's hard to imagine what today's social safety net would look like without it.
Really makes you think. Anything else interesting from the Supreme Court decision?
Well, they didn't just agree with the Fifth Circuit. They went deeper into the whole idea of federalism, really spelling out where federal power ends and state power begins.
This is where it gets good.
They really got into the 10th Amendment, you know, acknowledged how important it is for protecting states' rights, but they also said it's not like this absolute wall between what the federal government can do and what states can do.
It's not so black and white. There's some gray area where both have a role to play.
Right. And in Steward Machine, the court realized that line can get blurry, especially when you're dealing with something that affects the whole country. They said the Constitution gives Congress that power to tax and spend for the general welfare, and that power can be used to, well, encourage states to work together on national goals.
So they're saying it's okay for the federal government to offer incentives, like those tax credits, to get states to join programs like Social Security, but they can't force them. It's a balancing act.
Exactly. And Steward Machine helped define that balance. They made it clear that those tax credits weren't coercion. States still had a real choice. They could opt out, even if it meant their employers paid more.
So the court found a way to support the act, but still respect the idea of federalism. Sounds tricky.
It was. And that decision, it influenced how laws were written and debated from then on. You can see the impact of Steward Machine in cases about all sorts of things, from environmental rules to healthcare.
Wow, so this whole thing about unemployment during the Depression is still affecting law today.
It really shows how important legal precedent is. Steward Machine helped to clarify the limits of federal power, and it gave us a way to understand how the federal government and states work together, or sometimes, you know, don't work together.
For our listener who's getting ready to really dig into Steward Machine, what are the big takeaways?
I'd say focus on how the court understood that general welfare clause. How did they link it to Social Security? That's key to understanding how this case changed the balance of power between the feds and the states. Don't forget those dissenting opinions either. Even though everyone on the court agreed in the end, they didn't all agree on everything. Looking at those different viewpoints can help you see how complicated constitutional interpretation can be. And, maybe most importantly, think about how this case from so long ago still shapes how we see federalism today.
That's been a fantastic deep dive. I feel like we've just scratched the surface, but we've learned so much about why Steward Machine matters.
And there's always more to explore. I'd encourage our listener to really dig into Steward Machine with an open mind. Be ready to think through those complex legal arguments and appreciate how this case is still part of legal debates even now.
To our listener, I hope you're feeling ready to tackle Steward Machine and get a deeper understanding of this really important moment in American legal history. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.